This evening, Mr. Freeman Mbowe, the leader of the opposition in Tanzania and Chadema chairman, has been charged by the police in Tanzania with terrorism. The charges are on terrorism that somewhere in Moshi last year in August, just before the campaign, we had a conspiracy to support a group of three people to do terrorist things. That's the charges they have charged him with this evening in Dar es Salaam. They arrested him in Mwanza a few hours before a new constitutional reform symposium in Mwanza. He was arrested him with other 15 people. Other 14 people were not charged until today, but they singled out himself and charged him with terrorism, which is unbailable in Tanzania law. So he is now behind the bars in one of the prisons in Dar es Salaam with maximum security.
Exactly. As you said, this is unbailable. So I was just about to ask you, what is the next step for Chadema?
First of all, today he was brought to the court without even the family or Chadema lawyers being informed. Chadema lawyers with the family, they were with Mr. Mbowe at the police station in Oysterbay today. Mr. Mbowe asked the police to take him to the hospital. The police said, yes, okay, we are now taking him to the hospital. But unfortunately, they didn't brought him to the hospital. They took him straight to the court without even the defense lawyers present. And then they charged him in less than 15 minutes. They just took him to the prison. The next move for Chadema is that our lawyers, they are still struggling to get the charge sheet, the whole charge sheet, so that they can know exactly what they can advise us to do. But on our side, we are holding our central committee meeting tomorrow afternoon, East African time, and then they will deliberate on the matter. And they will issue directives to the party members and the general public. What next are we going to do as Chadema?
What does all this mean for the opposition? Because Tanzania has had a new president. What do you make of what's happening under President Samia Suluhu?
First of all, is that in the first 100 days of new President Samia Suluhu Hassan, even as we thought that she started very well, she was preaching about freedom, democracy, free media, and we thought she's going on the right direction. But at the moment, we are not quite sure, but we can say one thing, that she inherited the Magufuli system. The prime minister is the same person who was advising Magufuli way back then. The attorney general is the same. Inspector general of police is the same. Chief of intelligence and security services is the same. The cabinet ministers, the exception of three of them, all others are the same. So she is advised by the same people who were advising Magufuli way back then. That's why she's going the Magufuli way.